It's time to wake up. You wouldn't want to be late for class now, would you? See, that is exactly why you are my favorite pupil. You're funny. But seriously, you need to get up now. I don't want you to be late. Because if you're late, well, if you're late, then I will have to punish you, and I think that would be a very bad start, don't you? So many questions, so endlessly curious. You are the perfect student. Welcome to orientation. Please sit down and make yourself comfortable. No, the door's locked. Please sit down. I said the door is locked, and I asked you to sit down. I would advise you to do as I say. Please sit down. Now we can begin. Welcome to your new school. I am your teacher. And questions, so many questions, that curiosity. I understand that you're eager to learn. I understand that you're curious, and I love that about you. Love. Can finally say it. I love that about you. Where are we? We're at school. Don't play dumb, it doesn't suit you. I understand that starting a new school is difficult. There is an adjustment period, but you don't have to worry. I am going to do everything in my power to make it as easy as possible for you. So, let's answer some of those questions. Where are we? We are at your new school. Your personal new school. Just for you. My favorite pupil. How did you get here? I brought you here. Did you think that you rode the school bus? So what? You're too old for school. You're never too old to learn. Stop it. You're ruining it. Just stop. Look. This is your new school. Now, I understand that you didn't want to change, but you don't have a choice. This is what's best for you. I know what's best. For you, I'm your teacher. Stop it. I'm warning you. I'm warning you. We take discipline very seriously here. Oh, I was afraid of this, that. Damn college. I knew that it would be a possibility that this would happen, but I had hoped not. You see, when a student attends a subpar institution such as your college, when a student hangs out with unsuitable people such as your girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, well, their academic record can suffer. They lose focus. I remember the first day you were in my study group. It was wonderful. Someone who actually wanted to learn. Someone who didn't think it was an easy credit. Being a TA is just so thankless. People really don't care about their education. But you did. You were always early. You always had a notebook and pen. You always did the homework. It just, as a teacher, as I was a teaching assistant, I was your teacher. I guided you. I mentored you. I grew to love you. All that extra credit. Spending all that time together just. I know you felt it too. You were always so eager. Our eyes would meet over the textbooks. Our hands would touch when we reached for the same pen. You became my favorite student. And then you started to miss class. Suddenly you weren't there. Your work became sloppy. You didn't have a pen or a notebook. You weren't prepared. You were late. I knew I had to talk to you to find out what the problem was. And then I discovered that it was her. Your girlfriend. She was distracting you, leading you astray. She was ruining your education. I'm sorry, what? An optional credit. I was never just an optional credit to you. I was your teacher. I'm sorry. How can you say that to me? Just a TA? Just someone you saw twice? We spent all that time together. Oh, this is her. This is her. Oh, she tried to ruin you. She tried to ruin you. And oh, I knew that she was a problem. I knew I had to do something, so I spoke to her and I was reasonable and logical, and she just laughed at me. She laughed at me. She called me obsessive. She said I was creepy. She was so disrespectful. So I knew I had to do something. I had to separate the two of you for your own good, for the good of your education. But she, oh, she was just rotten. The professor said that I needed to step down. Questionable professional conduct. And I knew it was her. When I came out of his office, she was there smirking. Smirking at me. But, not to worry. She won't be a problem anymore. And you're no longer at that substandard institution. I mean, really. What was the professor thinking? Listening to her? Well, let's just say that he no longer has tenure. He isn't important. You're important. This is your new school. College. What about college? Well, you see, you need some re-education. You weren't ready for college, so school. But don't worry, I'll look after you. I'll be your teacher, and we'll study, and you'll learn. You'll be corrected. And I'll be your teacher. And you'll look at me. Smile at me. And it'll be perfect. I said the door's locked. The door is locked, and you did not ask if you could get out. Oh, the lax discipline at that college. That girl, what has she done to you? Turned you into some kind of rebel? Well, don't worry. Don't worry. It's going to be an adjustment. But it's fine. I have ways of correcting you, punishing you. Please sit down. Please sit down. This, it's a knife. It's to help you see the point. To help you focus. Thank you. So, welcome to your new school. I am your teacher, and you are my favorite pupil. You are my favorite people. My favorite.